from KQED.
Englander has called rising sea levels the most profound change to the planet in this century.
I think so, because when you look at the Earth from space even, the one boundary that becomes obvious is where does the land end and where does the water start? And we've taken it for granted as if it's a permanent line. And now we realize that it's not. Geologists knew that for a long time. The ice ages melt, 2 miles of ice, and the sea level rises and falls 300 or 400 feet. But somehow for the last civilization, 6,000 years of civilization, it hasn't changed.
But Englander and other scientists agree there are big changes ahead. As the Earth has warmed, the ocean has already risen about 8 inches since 1900 at the Golden Gate tide gauge. According to a study by Oakland's Pacific Institute, among California counties, San Mateo is tied with Orange County for having the biggest population at risk from rising seas. And unlike Orange County, they'll get hit from both sides, with coastal erosion on the Pacific side and more frequent flooding on the Bay side.
On the inside, San Francisco Bay, it's 240 square miles of reclaimed land that's just a couple of feet above sea level. So we can get fooled by our perception of those bluffs and cliffs on the outside, on the Pacific side. And San Francisco Bay, with huge development on the inside, is very vulnerable.
But planning a new shoreline is tricky when scientists still can't say exactly how fast the seas will rise.
The fact that there is such a range to the projections that the official estimates say we could have between, 1 foot and 3 feet, and some say 2 to 6 feet, and that adds to the confusion. But the estimates, it turns out, are pretty cautious and actually, I think, timid, because they don't count some uncertainties, the tipping points, the wild cards, which is the catastrophic melting of the West Antarctic ice sheet, which is showing signs. The oceans will get higher and higher. So if we just say, how will we deal with 3 feet of sea level rise, not knowing exactly when it will happen, we challenge ourselves architecturally and engineering-wise and planning-wise to think bigger. And this is unprecedented. It's never happened before in human civilization.
Today's conference, co-hosted by county leaders and Congresswoman Jackie Speer, will be packed with the very people charged with thinking bigger. Englander says that also means thinking differently.
Now that we know that sea level is rising, and it's as simple as the thermal expansion and the glaciers and Greenland and Antarctica melting, it's very simple physics. Ice melts at 32 degrees Fahrenheit. Now that we know that's happening and we can measure the warmth, and we know that sea level will rise for centuries, we need to think of coastal property almost like its leasehold. We just don't know whether the lease is 50 years or 150 years.
In San Francisco, officials have in effect already recognized that their lease is expiring on the Pacific side and have adopted a strategy of managed retreat, which will mean moving a section of the Great Highway and other infrastructure back from the sea. On the Bay side, government planners are talking about seawalls, expanding wetlands as buffers, and other ways to reduce the risk of catastrophic flooding during storms. Englander says the Bay Area is lucky to have these options.
Miami, 200 years from now, probably won't be there because it's only 6 feet above sea level and it's porous limestone. Seawalls don't work there, as I explained in my book. Here in the Bay Area, where you have a steep relief, as you talked about the cliffs and so on, even though there's some low-lying reclaimed land, the Bay Area will be here 200 years from now. Because even if sea level's 10 feet higher, you will have adapted to it.
So when you stand up in front of this room full of people in San Mateo, many of whom are probably decision makers in this regard, what's the most important thing you can tell them?
If we can see where things are headed, like any situation, even if we don't know the year, we'll do better planning because we can plan incrementally if we can see the end or where things will be 50 years from now. And if we look with a little bit of vision instead of hiding or delaying or denying something, we can probably come up with some really creative structures that will last and get a better return on investment and secure the Bay Area and California's position as very progressive and forward-thinking and not shying from technical challenge and charting a brave new path. And I think it can be done. I think geologically and physically out here, as well as socially and psychologically and politically, It's more doable here than any place that I've visited.
Doable with foresight and an enormous and as yet unidentified stream of money, something that will no doubt be on many minds at today's conference. I'm Craig Miller, KQED News.
Support for KQED science and environment coverage is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, the Wincote Foundation, and the Amgen Foundation.